The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, June 24th. What to know from federal health officials about why they say these next few weeks are critical for the pandemic. And we'll explain the mixed messages from the White House on testing. Also, why some hospital secrets could soon be revealed. Plus, NASCAR's emotional show of support, say so long to the Segway, and why more companies are giving paid time off later this year. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Top health experts say the next few weeks will be critical for Americans to control a surge of COVID-19 cases. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers heard from members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Remember them? They aren't taking part in daily briefings anymore, but they did give their latest take this week. And it comes at a time when at least 25 states are seeing a rise in infections. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, credited New York for being able to bring the number of cases down. But Fauci also pointed to what he called a, quote, disturbing surge in other areas of the country. He then cited Florida, Texas, and Arizona as examples. Florida cases are up 87% from last week. In Texas, hospitalizations have reached record highs 12 days in a row. And hospitals in Arizona have reached 83% capacity. Keep in mind, spikes in the number of people hospitalized is not connected to how much testing is going on in that state. Dr. Fauci says in places seeing these kinds of upticks, people should stay home as much as possible. And if they have to go out, they should wear face coverings. But President Trump seems to disagree. He's still choosing not to wear a mask as he campaigns around the country. There's also a difference between what the government's top health officials are saying and what the president is saying about testing. The health official said there are efforts to increase testing, while Trump said at a weekend rally he told his team to slow it down. Remember, the president's aides later said Trump was being sarcastic or just kidding about slowing down testing. But then Trump himself clarified yesterday, saying, no, he doesn't kid about that. Either way, federal health officials say they're moving forward with testing efforts. The Wall Street Journal reports about 500,000 tests are done a day in the U.S. right now, and 24,000 of those come back positive daily. One sort of bright spot in all of this, Dr. Fauci says he's optimistic Americans will have access to a vaccine by the end of this year or at the beginning of 2021. And even though it's rushed, he says health experts are being cautious. Fauci promised he wouldn't allow any vaccine to go to market unless it is safe and effective. Though he also noted, the pandemic might not end right away just because a vaccine becomes available. Dr. Fauci warned it's likely to take some time to make a real impact on the population as a whole. A federal prosecutor says he was told to go easy on one of President Trump's longtime confidants, and he's going to testify about that on Capitol Hill today. Aaron Zelensky was one of four lawyers who prosecuted Roger Stone's criminal trial, but then quit the case in protest. Remember, Stone was convicted last year for witness tampering and lying to Congress during the Russia investigation. But in prepared testimony, Zelensky says the Justice Department intervened in the sentencing to give Stone special treatment. He alleges Attorney General William Barr and his top deputies issued inappropriate orders to lighten Stone's sentence. And then he says the main prosecutor on the case fell in line because he was afraid of Trump. Career prosecutors had requested Stone spend 7 to 9 years in prison, and he got just more than 3 years. So far, he hasn't spent any time in prison yet. Reuters reports Republicans are expected to push back on Zelensky's testimony today, saying it wasn't about politics at all, it was about policy disagreements. To be continued. A strong earthquake rattled southern Mexico, destroying buildings and injuring several people. At least 6 people have died. The 7.4 magnitude quake hit the tourist area of Huatulco. Several buildings collapsed and an oil refinery burst into flames. At least one hospital that's been caring for COVID-19 patients will likely have to be evacuated. And the threat isn't over. Hundreds of aftershocks were reported, though none were as powerful as the original quake. The U.S. Geological Survey says more than 50 million people in Mexico likely felt the earth shake yesterday. With just more than 4 months until the general election, both President Trump and former Vice President Biden are busy on the campaign trail. President Trump spoke to hundreds of students in Phoenix, Arizona. Politico estimates 3,000 people packed a megachurch for the rally yesterday, and many lined up for hours to get inside. President Trump spent a lot of time condemning recent decisions to tear down Confederate monuments, saying, quote, "the left-wing mob is trying to demolish our heritage." The president also said the so-called fake news is misleading the public about the severity of COVID-19. For this event, the Trump campaign did not require temperature checks, and most people did not wear masks, even though there's a new local ordinance there in Phoenix requiring them indoors. Remember, Arizona is one of the states seeing a surge in cases and hospitalizations. As for his Democratic opponent, former Vice President Biden is sticking with virtual campaign events for now, but his usual live stream got a big boost yesterday. Former President Obama joined his old running mate. It's the first time the two have teamed up at the same event in the 2020 presidential campaign. Obama said there's no one he trusts more to heal the country than Joe Biden. And it seems it worked. Organizers told Axios that was the Biden campaign's largest fundraiser yet. Obama is now expected to do several more events with Biden throughout the campaign. Another private space company is partnering with NASA to take humans to space. Virgin Galactic will be working to design a program that will take private citizens into orbit. Specifically, it will help find people who want to pay for a trip to the International Space Station, and then the company will work to train them and coordinate their transportation. Remember, NASA has become more open to commercial opportunities, such as space tourism at the ISS. So this is just part of that plan. More news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break because this episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. Do you ever get the craving for a bowl of cereal? I know I do. And it was my go-to breakfast as a kid. While I still love cereal as an adult, for a while, it didn't feel like a good option because it wasn't that healthy. Well, Magic Spoon is the best of both worlds. It's a great-tasting cereal that is also keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. We're talking 12 grams of protein and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. I've tried the 4 flavors and I like them all. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. Fruity especially tastes like the childhood cereal you probably remember, but without all the junk. So go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code newsworthy at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee, so if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy for free shipping. Now, back to the news. Hospitals and insurance companies may have to start being more upfront about the actual prices for common tests and procedures. A federal court ruling this week upholds the Trump administration's push for more price transparency in the industry. The idea is supposed to help beef up competition and push down costs. The Health and Human Services Secretary called it a victory, saying, quote, "American patients deserve to be in control of their health care." But it may not be the final call just yet. The AP reports the American Hospital Association plans to appeal. Hospital leaders argue this ruling doesn't actually help patients understand their out-of-pocket costs at all and can lead to more confusion, since the prices are what's negotiated between hospitals and insurance companies. The trade group also says this type of ruling would cost hospitals too much to comply, especially right now during a pandemic. Originally, the new requirement was set to take effect in January, but because of the court case, the timetable is no longer clear. To be continued. The FBI has now investigated and says the rope found in a NASCAR driver's garage was not actually a hate crime meant to intimidate a black driver. The FBI determined the rope had actually been there since last October, long before Bubba Wallace had been assigned to that garage. Remember, Wallace is the only top-tier NASCAR driver who is black, and one of his crew members found what looked like a noose in the team's garage Sunday night. Now investigators say it could have just been a pull rope to close the garage door that was left there for months. But Wallace told CNN he doesn't think that's the case. He says he's been in lots of garages around the country and has never seen anything like that. Either way, NASCAR is showing support for Wallace. In fact, before Monday's race at Talladega Super Speedway, all 39 drivers and their crews marched down pit road and pushed Wallace's number 43 car to the front of the line just moments before the race. By the time the group reached the front line, Wallace was overcome with emotion. He happily declared, "This sport is changing." 4 episodes of the sitcom 30 Rock are being pulled out of circulation, and creator Tina Fey is issuing an apology. The episodes feature characters in blackface, so NBC is scrubbing them from the streaming platforms like Peacock, Amazon Prime, and Hulu. On the same day, ABC Late Night host Jimmy Kimmel said sorry for something similar. The New York Times reports he occasionally used blackface to play celebrities when he starred on Comedy Central about 20 years ago. All right, it's the end of an era. After nearly 20 years, Segway will stop making its two-wheeled personal transporters. They were launched in 2001 to a ton of hype. The expectation was they would revolutionize city transportation. But the idea never really took off with anyone besides security guards and tourists. Only 140,000 Segways were ever sold, which Fast Company reports was well below expectations. The brand also ran into some other issues, like high-profile crashes that deterred buyers. So they'll be officially retired next month. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about how more companies are moving to make Election Day a paid holiday. Twitter is the latest company to make that announcement, saying all of its U.S. workers will get November 3rd off so they can vote in the general election. And they'll be paid for it, too. Other companies also plan to give their employees the day off this November, including a meal kit service Blue Apron and clothing company Patagonia. The hope is it will get more people involved in their civic duties. That's especially important for Americans because Forbes says the U.S. usually sees some of the lowest voter turnout in the developed world. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And if you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe in your favorite app to get new daily episodes for free or share this episode with someone new. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com under the episodes tab. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.